21. I want to bring a message on the subject, heaven, the everlasting home of the saved. So it does you good once in a while to think about where you're going. If you get tired on a trip, I remember we took our girls to Disney World, and they'd get tired and wallering around and spilling drinks on the back seat and smashing cookies in the carpet and whining and pushing each other. You know what we'd say? Now, honey, it ain't going to be long till we'll be at Disney World. Well, they got Disney World. Mickey Mouse is going to be there, and Pluto, and Daffy, and all them guys, and it's a small world after all, and this going to be there, and pretty soon they'd say, oh boy, and they'd be excited again. Now, in case you're down here whining around tonight and griping and feeling sorry for yourself, I'm up here saying, boys and girls, it ain't going to be long till we're going to be in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what's going to be there. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. There's a thought. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Listen to that, saints of God. Ain't that wonderful? God will one day wipe all tears from our eyes. Hallelujah. Never. Boy, after the judgment seat of Christ and all that's took care of, it's all over but the shouting for God's people. And there shall be, listen to this, no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. We got a lot of young people in our church, and that don't mean a whole lot to you. We got so many, our church probably 80% is in below 40. And to you, that don't mean a whole lot. But to these folks that got up in their 60s and 70s and 80s, that means a lot when it says no more pain. They've seen it rough, and they know what it is to suffer. A lot of mamas and daddies don't even remember the last time when they had a day that their body wasn't hurting. There'll be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Just briefly this evening, I want to bring you a brief message on the subject, heaven, the everlasting home of the saved. Heaven is a place many people talk about, but few people are really preparing themselves to go. Man mocked to heaven, mocked one time, and he was mocking and laughing about some preachers preaching on heaven. He said, how far is it to heaven? And the preacher looked back at him and said, one step, will you take it? And you know, this evening, there's just one step for you to take to get to go to glory. That's that step of faith by putting your faith and trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They said Charles Spurgeon, on his deathbed, made a statement. And they said, Mr. Spurgeon, how you prepare to die and all this stuff, and can you sum up your life? He said, I can sum up all my theology in four words. Jesus died for me. He said, that's all a man needs to know. If a man's got that down pat and knows Christ died for him and trusts that in his heart, you got it made, you got it in. Captain said one time, the one thing that kept their ship from sinking was being able to see the lights of home. I know we're living in dark days. I've never seen a time like this in all of my life. I've been preaching 15 years, been saved nearly 16 years, and I can tell you things are much, much worse tonight than they were 15 years ago when I first started preaching. I talked to a lady the other day, and I was over in Asheville trying to pick out some carpet for the house, and I was talking to her, and she had heard of me, and I began to talk to her, and I said this and that, and she said, you don't look old enough to be a preacher. And I said, you're wasting your breath there, sis. And she said, this, and she started on me, and I said, she said, how long you been preaching? I said, 15 years. She said, ma'am, when did you start? I said, you know, I told her I was 19, and I told her some things, and I said, listen, this world's getting worse. It's got a lot worse since I was 19. It's got a whole lot worse, and it ain't getting no better. And I'll tell you something else. You're kidding yourself if you think it is. A lot of people have this dream, brother, that things are, I'm really going to get better now, and boy, in my new life, and I just got married, and this is going to happen. I just got my new job. Boy, I'm going to be happy. No, you're kidding yourself. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Let me tell you something about this earth. This earth that me and you live in is a land of tears. That's full of it. My, you could about float a battleship in the tears that have been shed by people with broken hearts and this old world on deathbeds and on battlefields and hospitals. Can you imagine the people in jail cells that have cried themselves to sleep at night wondering where their family is and what's happening to their wife and babies? Is enough, brother, to fill this building 10 times the tears that's been shed on this world. There's been tears of disappointment. Things never turn out like they planned. Moses had to go 80 years and through troubles and trials and sorrows before he ever really got to the Lord, and then had to go another so many years and then still never got to see and touch the promised land. Just saw it afar off. Many people don't realize that this world is a world of disappointment. I heard about a lady who had 2 little boys, and she always prayed when them boys was little that God would call them to preach. And sure enough, they went and got up and sinned, and then God did save them and call them boys to preach. They went off to Bible college and got their education, and she was so thrilled and happy. And boy, she was making plans, and she excited on their way home from Bible college, wrecked and killed both of them. That lady realized disappointment. I tell you, you're kidding yourself tonight if you think you're going to get through without shedding some tears of disappointment. This whole world is, you say, boy, everything's looking up, preacher. Things are going good at my house. You just wait. You just wait. There'll be a phone call. There'll be a knock on the door. Somebody's going to come with bad news. There's tears of disappointment. And then there's tears of shattered dreams. We build our castles up into the air only to see them crash. Our bright dreams seem like never come true. And boy, it just seems like that things never turn out like you hoped they would. And you probably, some of you mamas and daddies, probably sat around and dreamed about your kids when they were little, only to have your kids grow up and break your heart and go completely opposite from what you had hoped and planned. I'm telling you, this world is a land of tears. And then there's tears of death. Many of dark corners of hell are no darker than when we sit at the funeral home. We want to hear a voice that is quiet. We long to be touched by that hand that is still and no longer will move. We want to look into the eyes that will no more open. I'm telling you, folks, many times crying to mama will not work. She won't be able to answer. But oh, I tell you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, heaven is a land of no tears. There'll be no tears in heaven. I like the song the old folks used to sing, no tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be joy in that land. I believe that, don't you? I believe we're going to a land that's fairer than day. And when we get up there, boy, after we face the judgment seat and get all the wrinkles ironed out of our garment, that God will say, all right, here she is. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. We'll march into that great big gold city and never, ever, ever, forever, never, never shed another tear. Heaven is a land of no tears. We know there'll be tears at the judgment, but not once we move into our new home. Let me say a few things about heaven this evening that I hope may be a blessing to you. First of all, heaven is a place. Did you hear me? The Bible says that heaven is a place. Don't you ever let this crazy bunch of meditating crackpots try to convince you that heaven is a state of mind. I picked up this boy hitchhiking out there on the 5 lane, headed out toward the Pizza Hut, and I was talking to him, and I said, are you a Christian? Are you saved? And he said, well, I don't believe like that. And I said, well, you want to go to heaven, don't you? And he proceeded to tell me that heaven was simply here on earth.
He said if you're going, everything's going good and your bills are paid and you're healthy and you're getting along good with people, then that's heaven. And he said if you're having it rough and you ain't got lost your job and lost your health and things going bad for you, then that's hell. And he said that heaven was simply the state of mind that you were in. I said, well, that ain't right. The Bible says in John 14:2, it don't do no good to give somebody your opinion. My opinion no better than his. Yeah, tell them what the book said. I said, Jesus said, I go, I'm leaving this world, and I go to prepare a what? Place. He didn't say, I go to prepare a state of mind and send it back down to you. He said, I go to prepare a place. Do you know what a place is? A place is a place. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can walk in it. Over there is a place. Watch this. I got in it. This is a place. That didn't have water in it. That's a place. This church is a place. Marion is a place. Oh, I dream of a city called Marion. And one day, and it's all an emotional city in my mind. No, it ain't. It's a place. It's a place. Heaven is a place just like Marion is. Heaven is a place just like Asheville is. Nothing similar about it, but it's a place. It is a place. Heaven is a place. It is a prepared place for a prepared people. Are you prepared? Are you ready to go? It's like New York City. It's like Los Angeles. It's a place, man. It is a place. It is not a state of mind. But let me say secondly, heaven is a perfect place. Now there's what makes it different from Marion. There's what different makes a whole lot different from Marion. I tell you, the longer I live in Marion, the more it stinks, boy. I tell you, boy, I never seen so many hypocrites in all of my life. Little Peyton place, Upper Valley. And I guess other towns are like it too, but I live here and know people, and I know what's going on. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, heaven is a perfect place. By the way, Jesus grew up in a carpenter shop, and buddy, when he was little, Joseph took him out there, no doubt, and he learned to work in that carpenter shop. And they hung a plumb line, and they put stuff on level, and they used a square. And, buddy, the Lord learned how to build. I'm telling you, you talk about a carpenter, and a carpenter that made the world and the planets in 6 days and night, and then left here 2,000 years ago and said, I'm going to fix you a place. Man, what kind of a joint could he build in 2,000 years? I mean, with all the material... I heard about this guy the other day. You know, all these guys been down there working on my house. And these guys, Mr. Powell and Jimmy and them boys, they're flat carpenters, boy. Now, them guys know what they're doing. And you can put a level up, and you can put a square like in that corner right there. You can tell if it's square. And somebody was telling us down there the other day, they said some fella had these cabinets made for his house, and he had $80,000 worth of cabinets and woodwork put in his house. And he said that, you know, solid red oak and this and that and the other. And he had this, all the molding around through the house, all around the door casings and the window cases and all that with this real expensive wood. $80,000. I thought, man, that guy's got more money than he has sense or something bad wrong with him. Man, spent $80,000 on molding. He's rich or crazy or both, I tell you. But I tell you something, friends. I thought about that, and I thought that guy had the resources. He was able. Now, he was rich. Man, spent $80,000 on cabinets and molding. He's bound to be pretty well off. But I tell you something. You think about the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he's going to make a city out of gold streets and pearl. And he's got all... Well, you say, well, how do you know he'll have enough material? All you have to do is say, make him a bunch. And make him solid gold. Create it, man. I mean, he can make the whole thing out of anything he wants to. I'll guarantee you that big city of 1,500 miles square... You could put a square on it, and it's exactly right. Amen. I don't believe there's one corner out of square. I believe it's just right. Hey, if there's any masons, get there. They can check it out for us. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know this evening, it is a perfect place. Walls of jasper, gates of pearl. Did you know a string of pearls is worth thousands and thousands of dollars? I heard about this little girl. One time she was looking up and she said, Mama, is that heaven? Mama said, Honey, that's just the backside of it. And what we used to call us, you'd turn a shirt or a pair of pants or something. When we was little, we'd say wrong side outards. Did you say that? You're not supposed to talk like that, but when we was little, we said, he turned that sock wrong side outards. That means it's wrong side out. And that little girl looked up and said, if heaven's that pretty on the wrong side, what would it look like on the right side? Boy, I was noticing them clouds. And my wife and I come, our family was camping up on the mountain yesterday evening. We rode up there to see them. And as we was coming down the mountain, I was telling her, I said, look at them clouds. Buddy, the sun is shining on them things. Them things was big and bright, and the sky was blue. And boy, everything, I thought, Lord, that's heaven, wrong side outers. I mean, that's the wrong side, man. That's just the scenes of it. You turn that thing around and look at it if you want to see something glorious. One of these days, we'll see that place that is glorious and perfect. Heaven is a place, number three, where many people will be. I hate to break the news to you, but some of you that think you're the only ones going, you're going to be in for a shock. I heard about this group one time. This guy, it was a joke. He went to heaven, and he went down the street, and boy, the street, and there's a bunch of people over there, and there's a big crowd, and he said, who's that over there screaming and hollering to worship? They said, that's the Presbyterians. Them that saved got up here. He went on down the street a little bit more, and he saw a group over there, and there's a singing and worshiping the Lord. He said, who's that? He said, that's a Methodist. They're over here praising the Lord and having a big time. Went on down the road, and there's this great big cube, like a cement square room, and he could hear a bunch of people in there screaming and tearing the walls down. I mean, there's just a carrying on, a hooping and a hollering, but it was all sealed off. He said, who is that in there? He said, that's a Baptist. They think they're the only one here. I know there's a lot of people think that. There's some of these self-righteous dudes that think us four and no more. You know, and us five and our crowd and us ten and our denomination, they some whole denomination think they're the only one going to heaven. You believe that? Did you know that the Catholic Church believes that unless you've been baptized by the priest and partake of the mass, blessed by a Catholic priest, you're not going to heaven? Narrow-minded. Judging. They're judging. They're judging us. I ain't never took mass in my life. I'm going to heaven. I ain't never been blessed by no priest or cursed, whichever one you want to call it. That ain't no blood. I mean, you can go any, many, mighty, more. That ain't going to do nothing for you. I mean, you can twiddle beads and turn flips and put money in knot holes in a crack somewhere. That's not going to get. But I tell you what, by the grace of God, I'm going in. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we're on our way. It's a place where many people will be. I'll tell you one thing, it's big enough. They say somebody figured it out one time. They said it's big enough that if 100 million Christians died every year from Pentecost to the rapture, there'd be enough for a room, about 100-room mansion each. Solid gold. That's a whopper, brother. I'll tell you, let me give you something to think about. Did you know they say, I don't know if I believe this or not, somebody can figure it out and tell me after the service. I read that you could put everybody in the world laying down on the ground in Jacksonville, Florida. You believe that? Peter said, no. I don't know if that's true or not. I know one thing. We had 1,400 people in here. Kind of crowded, but like sardines, but we was in here, or close to it. And Jacksonville, Florida's a big place. You ever drove down there? Jacksonville city limits, and you don't get there for about an hour. And they say that you could lay everybody in the world down side by side in Jacksonville, Florida. I thought of something. I better not say that. No, I ain't neither. Not yet. I will later. Maybe. Devil, get out of here. And you know something? Jacksonville, you look at your map and look how little Jacksonville is. You know how big heaven is? You could put one corner of it up there at New York City. The other corner would reach halfway across the United States. The other corner would reach down to Texas. And the other corner would reach over in Florida. You could put 50,000 Jacksonvilles in the city of gold. And that thing's just square 1,500 miles. It's 1,500 miles high. It's a whopper. There's no doubt about it. built more house and garden looks like an outside toilet compared to glory where men are going. Really, folks, there ain't nothing down here. Listen to my story about a man named Jed. You know that house? Good night. Get that thing out of here. Who'd live in that dump? Boy, you wait. You wait. You wait. You see a city that God made. Knock your eyes out, brother. I tell you, I flew in an airplane into New York. And I looked over there and seen the Liberty statue, you know, standing over there. And I thought, boy, it's breathtaking, boy. You see all them big skyscrapers, but it's all dusty and gray and fog and smog and trash laying all over the place. You wait till you see a solid golden where the Lamb is the light. And boy, where there be no need of the sun, for Jesus is right in the middle of it. Man, you talk about a city. Hey, brother, if there wasn't no hell, it'd be worth it living for God and being saved just to get to go live in a city. Can you imagine eating all you want to eat? Woo! Anytime and never. They don't have no 7-Elevens up there to go buy Alka-Seltzers and Tums. You ain't going to see a guy sitting over there selling Tums in heaven. Can you imagine, brother, eating all you want to eat? Now, you kids here, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you're below 25, you eat all you want anytime you want. And, you know, you pick past 25, you'll stop that stuff. If you don't, you'll pay the price. Can you imagine just sitting down eating big old grapefruit? About as big as this pulpit. And I mean just open them up and go, and just stick your face down in them. Just eat all the way through them. Going down to the river of life. Sitting around down there and seeing all them. Hey, how you doing there? Sitting around and talk about 1 million years. You still ain't used up a bit of time. It's a place where many people will be. Well, I got ahead of myself. Let me say number four. Heaven is a permanent city. It's not like, you know, Rome. They call Rome the eternal city. Well, don't speak too quick, boy. God's going to blow her to kingdom come. I'll guarantee it. And they're going to rejoice over in heaven when she's burning too. L.A.'s not a permanent city. Neither is New York City. I saw a bumper sticker that said, I'd rather be in Chapel Hill than heaven. What kind of an ignorant person would say something like that? I mean, they're supposed to have an education down there. Some guy had a bumper sticker that said, if I owned heaven and owned Chapel Hill, I'd rent out heaven and live in Chapel Hill. I mean, they're out running around loose, driving cars on the highway. I heard a song not long ago, something said something like, if this is sinning, I don't want to go to heaven. You know, if they can't do this in heaven, I don't want to go. People saying, if I can't get drunk and commit adultery in heaven, what I want to go for? Ain't that pitiful? That's pitiful. We saw a bumper sticker the other day on the back of a car, and it said, if I can't take it with me, I ain't going. You said that right, you ain't. Because you ain't going to take it with you. Who'd want to drag any of this trash up there? Did you know these people out there says, I don't even want to go to heaven if we can't party up there. Well, you ain't going to party in hell, big boy. You're going to burn and scream and beg God for a drop of water. You ain't going to party. You ain't going to party long down here. You're trapped. He's got you. You got to make a choice. Heaven's a permanent city. Not only that, number five, heaven is a place of perfect residences. People say, boy, I'd love to live in Florida. Nothing personal to you people here. That's just what a lot of people here say. Boy, I'd love to go down to Florida where the water and everything in the palm trees and the breeze is blowing. And this... Have you ever stayed very long in Florida? You know what you get along with that breeze and palm trees? And beautiful sunshine? You get cockroaches that long. That's right. Well, I'd have my house, you'd have to spray it every day. Ain't that right, brother? Son, they'll carry you away. There's skeeters down there. I mean the kind that come in and look you over at night and say, you want to eat him in here or take him outside? Doesn't say, no, take him outside, the biggins will get him. They have them love bugs. You drive. You know why they have to buy? You know why they have to buy them screens and put on front of their car? Them love bugs take the paint off of it. There ain't no perfect residence down here. Boy, I'm gonna get me. You know, we spent a lot of time and effort, and I borrowed myself in debt for the rest of my life trying to get my house fixed up and everything, and we're hoping to have it fixed in a week or so. And I got better sense and think that's a perfect residence. You know what I'm gonna have along with it? Bunch of trouble. You know what you're gonna have with yours? Bunch of trouble. Boy, you're a pessimist. No, I ain't. I am a realist. I think you're kidding yourself by telling yourself everything's all right and everything's cool and nothing bad's going to happen. You just ain't been around very long. The perfect residence. You know, I love to hear Brother John saying, a tent or a hut, oh, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. That's it. Don't ever have to cut your grass. You know, I started to buy a lawnmower back in this spring, and thank God I did. My grass ain't been mowed since before I went to Michigan. Truth, it ain't been mowed all summer. Thank God for this drought. We ain't had to mow no grass this year. Man's crazy to go out and fertilize his yard. You're asking for it. You're just asking for trouble. But you know something? Won't have to mow no grass. Septic tank won't overflow. By the way, you kids know, you're talking about, oh boy, you know, we're going out to Los Angeles and we're going to Myrtle Beach, you know, because the grass is greener. You know where the grass is greener, don't you? Over top of septic tank. That'll preach, won't it? Hey, you know where what Myrtle Beach is? A spiritual septic tank. Say amen right there. Amen. You know what New York City is? San Francisco, Raleigh, Charlotte, septic tank. That's why the grass is greener there. Marion's one too. It's a perfect residence. You don't have to paint it. Your roof won't leak. You ever heard that song? This old house, this old house, ain't got time to fix shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to fix windows, ain't gonna leave this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints. You ever heard that old song? This old house needs painting, and this floor's falling in, the wind is broke. That's the guy's talking about how pitiful his house is. But he said, I'm getting... Another song says, I can't get interested in my house here because lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. That's kind of sickening. It kind of's got that nasal whine of Hank Williams to it. But I tell you, that's a good thought, brother. That's a good thought. The Bible said, set not your affections on things below, but on things above. Get your heart in glory. Get your heart set on heaven. Things of this world will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Heaven is a place of perfect music. They said Billy Sunday, when he'd have his crusades, would have a 200-voice choir. And Buddy, they'd get up and they'd sing, ha! 200 voices at one time, boy, and it'd make cold chills go up and down your back. You think about this. When God tunes us all up, and there's 100 million Christians at one time around a great big grandstand, and Brother John will be out front leading them all, and the Lord will say, "Hit it, Brother John," and we'll have an organ player up here. I don't know who that might be. God's got somebody in the world that's worthy, and they'll start playing, and John will and 100 million voices will go, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, it's look out then, son. You think we was getting a little wild down here a while ago. You wait till this old bunch from Stumptown and Clinchville, Nebo, and Marin, North Carolina gets up yonder and redeemed by the grace of God. And boy, we start singing with Moses and all them guys. And the Lord says, let's go. And boy, we reach and we realize that all our troubles are over. And our disappointments are gone. And our battles are fought. And our bills are paid. And we ride back and let it rip, brother. It's going to be a great singing day. It's a place of perfect music. Not only that, heaven is a place of perfect knowledge. The book said, then shall I know even as I am known. There's a lot of stuff we don't understand. Now, I tell you, sometimes it'll get you discouraged if you try to understand everything. God, why'd this happen? God, why'd that happen? Wait, you don't know, and ain't no use asking. Wait till you get to heaven, sit down beside the river, and the Lord will tell you everything, and it'll all make sense in that day. Number 8, heaven is a place of perfect service. Miserable, idle, bored people. We won't be that way in heaven. We're going to have a ball. I've heard people say, well, what are we going to do all the time in heaven? You ever heard anybody say that? We're just going to float around on a cloud that looks like a marshmallow and play a harp? Ring, ring. You know, they picture us, we're going to look like sheets that you can see through us, you know, and we're just going all going around like this all the time. That ain't the way heaven's going to be. I believe the Lord will let us be over stuff. And like I can say, how come you think God made all them planets? There's millions of them out there. Millions of planets. You think he's just wasting his time for something to do? He's got something in mind for them planets in the future. And I'll be able to just go, and go to one 100 billion light years away. And then back here in heaven. So I believe I'll go over and see old brother boy, see how he's doing. Bing. And I'll be over there. He might be 100 million miles away and go over and see him. How you doing, brother? Remember way back down yonder in Sugar Hill when you used to drive a bus through there and all them little youngins you brought? There's a bunch of them up here. And we'll sit down and talk about that. Yeah, I remember one time, Brother Danny, I was so discouraged on Saturday. I just didn't feel like going out and everything. But it feels good now. If I could just go back down there, I'd burn the countryside up, preacher. Once in a while. Sometimes, boy, you just want to just forget it. Sometimes you just suffer, and you get talked about and lied about and criticized and made fun of, and it seems like no matter what you do, somebody's got something to say about it. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this evening, the Bible said in Romans 8:18, for I reckon, good old southern accent by Apostle Paul, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Nothing to worry about. No bills. No dark. You don't have to worry about your kids. It'll be great. Number 10, in closing this evening, heaven is a place of a perfect Savior. Just one glimpse of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll forget this place ever existed. I'll tell you, Him that loved us and washed us in our sins in His own blood. I like that song that says, I shall know Him. I shall know Him. By the prints of the nails in His hand, I shall know Him, I shall know Him. By the prints of the nails in His hand, and redeemed by His side, I'll stand. One day we'll see the One that died for us on the jasper threshold, standing like a pilgrim safely landing. See the strange bright stones expanding. Ah, 'tis heaven at last, of the ages old and hoary. His heaven at last. What a city, what a glory, far beyond the fairest story. Christ Himself, the living splendor, Christ the sunshine, mild and tender. Praises to the Lamb we'll render. Ah, it's heaven at last. Don't you worry about it, folks. It'll be over with pretty soon. Stay in the battle. Get prayed up. Read the Bible. Confess your sin, because we're going to the everlasting home of the saved. God done something for you the night He saved you. You had no idea what you was getting when He saved you. You're going to heaven. Let's stand with our heads bowed.